Laura Ingraham tells Taylor Swift to shake it off after Blackburn wins Tennessee Senate race. By Joshua Kaplan on November 7, 2018. Fox News Channel host Laura Ingraham mocked Taylor Swift after the pop star's endorsement of Democratic Tennessee Senate candidate Phil Bredesen failed to help him get elected Tuesday evening. Hey at Taylor Swift 13, haters gonna hate. Laura Ingraham tweeted to Taylor Swift, adding the hashtag #ShakeHeightOff, a reference to the singer's smash single from her 2014 album 1989. Later in the evening, the Fox News host spared Swift from her list of the midterm election's biggest losers, which including former President Barack Obama, liberal billionaires Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, and talk show legend Oprah Winfrey, whose endorsement appears to have failed to capitulate Democratic Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams to victory. Swift in October shocked the political world with her endorsement of Bredesen, which marked the first time the songstress had revealed her political leanings. In a lengthy Instagram post, Swift told her nearly 113 million followers that she was backing the Democratic Senate nominee due to her support of LGBTQ rights. The singer also claimed she could not support Blackburn because of the United States' systemic racism. I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve in this country, Swift wrote. I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights, and that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening and prevalent. I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for dignity for all Americans, no matter their skin color, gender or who they love, the singer added. Running for Senate in the state of Tennessee is a woman named Marsha Blackburn. As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Even an 11th-hour get-out-the-vote-style plea from the delicate singer wasn't enough to help take down Blackburn. It's not enough to just want change. It's not enough to just want to vote, Swift said in a video shared to Instagram hours before the polls closed. You have to go and make change by voting, and today is your opportunity to do that. I promise you it feels so wonderful to exercise that right that you have. Despite Swift's efforts, Blackburn handily defeated Bredesen 54.7% to 43.9% after 99% of the votes were counted.